Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, your host for The Message and Messenger. I would like to discuss a message that I got from the Masters at one of our conference calls. It was the Voices from Heaven series, and I felt that it was so incredibly remarkable. It's information about the economy and earth changes, and I posted this message in its entirety on the spiritual notebook. This was the message that was given to us by Pope John Paul II. What we couldn't put up was the questions and answers from the group who were on the line speaking with our voice from heaven. I want to give a little background so that you understand what is happening energetically and why this soul that we know of as Pope John Paul II is involved in this energy that is coming to the planet, which is setting up the basis for ascension. And for those listeners who maybe have not heard us in the past, I'd like to touch a little bit on Supernova 1987A. This supernova was a collision of two constellations. Interestingly enough, it happened 200,000 years ago. And if you look at the history of humanity, 200,000 years ago is when Homo sapiens made entry into this planet. And I find it extraordinary that here is a time when Homo sapiens is coming into the planet. Already there was set up the process of the energy for ascension. But should I be surprised at this, because everything is planned in divine order. And even though it happened 200,000 years ago, this collision of these two constellations was so far away from Earth that the particles first started hitting our planet in 1987, therefore that came the name. But they were the first neutrinos that were strewn forth from this gigantic energy explosion. And so now, last year and this year, this energy from the supernova is starting to come into the Earth in real earnest. And of course, one of the ways that this comes to the Earth and has an effect is through sunspot activity. And some of this very intense sunspot activity has changed our DNA. Particles have also gone to the center of the Earth and has changed those also. Now, you might say, okay, that sets us up for ascension. Now, what does this soul who incarnated, who was known as Pope John Paul II, have to do with all of this? Well, when souls were created, the creator or source, all there is, God, whichever name that you give to this master builder, had a plan, a blueprint, a tree of life, a journey, if you will. And for each job, there was a soul called forth or a group of souls to perform that particular part of the plan. And so this supernova is really what we call the Eye of Isis energy. And this energy makes a gigantic swing of the cosmos. And there is a soul that is needed, a job, if you will, to connect the energies of the Eye of Isis with the planet that this energy is focusing upon. And so, friends, this in Earth history is our time. And this soul who connects the energy paths came to Earth and was known as John Paul II. Now, the reason that this particular soul incarnates in the planetary system where the Eye of Isis will be focusing upon is because when one incarnates, they understand the energies. They understand the vibrations of the Earth as it integrates with the physical. And so this particular soul will precede the Eye of Isis and will integrate into the soul composition before he begins his work. And so that is the background of the Eye of Isis, the supernova. That was the supernova was the method in which the Eye of Isis energy is being sprayed upon this planet. John Paul II, when he crossed over to the other side, remembered then what his true mission was and is. And as this energetic being, he is working on the other side, integrating the energies, and also has a part in understanding Earth changes, because Earth changes is part of this gigantic spiritual evolution on this planet. Now you might say, well, what does all of this really mean? Well, God's energy comes to every planetary system, but it's not a direct shot, so to speak. It goes through gateways. Now, if you're a light worker, you have heard a lot about gateways that are connected to the astrological system, how at different parts when planets are in certain alignments that energy comes through. Well, this is energy from source, but it is an indirect energy from source. It doesn't come to us in a straight line. It comes through many configurations through from the center of the cosmos to the different planetary systems. The Eye of Isis is a direct shot. That is why there is such tremendous evolution in spiritual understanding, spiritual attainment, what we call ascension. And ascension is really just the beginning of how we obtain our mastery, how we remember our mastery. And so this point in time is the historical signature, so to speak, of being entwined in the complete energies of source without being lost through going through any gateways. So this is a tremendous and most auspicious time in Earth history. It is our call to perfection. It is our call to be remembered, not only memory of who we are, but memory of our place in creation, memory of our abilities, and memory of being connected again to source. So I kind of wanted to give that little background first, so you understand the setting in which I am going to discuss the particular information, new information that we received about Earth changes, about the economy, about the things that we are going through right now. The basis for this work, right after Pope John Paul II crossed over, he came to me and gave me a book which I call Viva Papa. And there is a second book also. So there is two books of this information. And for those of you who wish to pursue it deeper as far as his understanding of the changes that are going to be coming about on Earth, those two books are available at carolynevers.com. Now, getting to his message, as I said, this was on Thursday's Voices from Heaven series, and He has been talking a lot about the floods and the hurricanes and the earthquakes that have been coming to Earth. You know, if you have any interest in this at all, you will see how this activity is being stepped up. You know, we have what's going on in China and the other unfolding story of Myanmar. And we've heard recently of two earthquakes in Japan. We've heard of some earthquakes along the Oregon coast. And so if you're following that, you might be under the understanding that, first of all, the earthquake activity certainly is picking up. We have tremendous amount of flooding in the center of the United States, and on the East Coast, where I live, there has been a tremendous amount of heat and humidity way higher. I mean, there's a heat wave here way higher than what we ever expect during this time of the year. We also have had some fires that have been going on, if you've been following that. So here we are in the midst of all of these changes. And Pope John Paul opens up his message by saying, to some, it might seem that the end of the world is coming, but it is not. The earth will not pass away, but it will pass through some great alterations. So he talks a little bit about China, and if you have been following this at all, you know that even some of the mountains there have collapsed. So where there were towns and villages, the land has changed so that they're not even going to be able to rebuild in the same area. So he's talking here about changes on the surface of the continent, how the waterways have changed in China. And he's talking about a lot more of the changes. Now, the reason that he gives for this, now keep in mind what he said was the earth is not going to fall away. It's just passing through some alterations. And he gives the reason for this. And Archangel Michael talked about this in some of our conference calls last year in 2007. Towards the end of 2007, the core of the earth had changed ever so slightly. And because the earth is as large as it is, that means the radius is very large. And it took time for these surfaces to, or these changes to come to the surface. Now, there's other reasons. He goes into, in Viva Papa, he talks about finances, paying down debt, spending less, putting away some of the resources for a time of the warning, which is almost upon you. Now, back when Pope John Paul died, there was not the economic situations that we have here in the United States, but he spoke of it. And I want to mention the warning. The warning was something that Mother Mary spoke of when she came to the Children of Fatima and some other children that she visited with, and she never really explained what the warning was, just that there was a warning, and the children from Fatima had seen what it means, but the general public didn't understand what the warning was. And it has been explained since then by Mother Mary and by Pope John Paul II that what the warning is an energy wave that is coming to this planet. And what's going to happen in this energy wave is that souls will see themselves as God sees their soul. And that is quite a remarkable statement to make, because people always have a reason for doing things. If they're not living as they should, they might not evaluate what is happening in their life, but if they see their soul as God sees their soul, it's going to be a great awakening. Now, if you're really interested in having some information as to what it is like to go through the warning, on my website that has to do with conversations with Caesar, Caesar went through that warning, seeing his soul as God sees his soul on the other side. And if you go to that website and you look under important messages, he describes what it is like. And when you read this, it really gives you pause for some thought. And I have to say that when the warning comes, it is coming all at one time so that all souls will see themselves immediately as God sees their soul. So imagine what this is going to have, the effect this is going to have to the world community. It will be quite startling, and I think at that point we will see a tremendous amount of changes for the better. Now, again, he talks about economic changes. You'll find all of this in the article under the Spiritual Notebook, and if this is of interest to you, you can read it directly. Again, he's talking about the economy, and he says the world's not going to end. But there's lessons upon Earth. And the lesson that has to be learned is that, and this is exactly how he says it, your neighbor is your brother, and one must not destroy and take from the brother what belongs to them. And you know, we're seeing this all around the world. The forces of the dark are taking the riches, the wealth from those who have earned it. We see in some of the third world countries where people are killing others and taking everything that they own. And so the lesson is here. One of the lessons in these economic changes is that our neighbor is our brother, and we must not take from our brother what belongs to them. So then it comes to our country. And he explains, we are starting to see a grand upheaval of political thinking. And he talks about the stimulus package that Congress passed, that they felt this would put the economy on a level basis again. And he says, you will see that it will not, that the stimulus package is not going to have the effect that the politicians thought. And he adds, the leveling of those in high places will be deep and low. Nothing will be kept secret. And we're kind of seeing that right now, aren't we? That things that politicians thought they held in secret is slowly being revealed. In some cases, dramatically being revealed. Also, there's a lot of chatter about how the dark is going to take over our society for their use. And again, he says, these plans aren't going to come to pass. This will not happen. The dark is not going to take over society. And then he goes on to say, what seems like darkness is a clearing, and it's a healing. And think about this. He says, injustices among people cannot be healed unless they come to the forefront and be recognized first. So this is part of the reason why what seems like injustices is coming forth. It is so humanity can understand it and recognize it, and in that recognition to work for healing it. And he says, what's coming will seem like great turmoil, but understand, it's just coming forth to be healed and purged. This time in the history is about healing and purging. And he goes on to talk about the aging plates in the plate system. And we've had some discussion of that. There's a website in Berkeley, California that is very fascinating because it gives the history as they as the scientists understand it, of the plate system, how it started out as one landmass, so many years ago, and the centrifugal force of the planet moved this landmass up to as high as the different landmasses are presently, and so it started out as tightly compacted, and then as it moved up over the globe, so to speak, it pulled apart the landmasses, and it caused the ring of fire, and it gives you an idea of the history of the plate system and how old the plate system is. And so the plate system itself will be going through a renewal. And he talks about there's going to be many who will perish, not because there is destruction of the planet, but rather these souls who are crossing over to the other side don't have the advantages necessary to advance spiritually. So, you know, we have advantages here. My golly, we can get on the telephone and be channeled information directly from the masters. We can feel their energies. We can ask questions and receive answers. But yet, people in some of the backward areas, they don't have any of these advantages. And so rather than going through the struggles of the end times, what he is saying is these individuals are choosing to reincarnate into another planetary sphere that has a three-dimensional energy like we have here, but the process is in a more peaceful growth process. And he talks about the struggles that have been between the light and the dark, that it has made spiritual progression more difficult than it needs to be. And these souls who are choosing to leave now, that their soul made the choice, they are provided for on the other side, and they have great guidance for their future. So when you hear about this news of thousands and thousands of people who are crossing over, that's part of what is happening here. And so when we hear this news, what we can do is send the light, send the purple flame to the survivors to help give them strength to move on and pick up the pieces and to continue. Then he puts his attention on the light workers here, that people are working for the light, and what they are, the finest of warriors, that they are awakening so they can join in the struggle to serve humankind, to serve humankind and to bring more light to the planet and to put this light in the grid system. And he honors the light workers for that, because all of this light that is going into the grid system then influences the people who live upon this planet. Now, there's one other thing that I think is of tremendous, tremendous news, and it was the reason why I had decided to discuss this message. It is the reason why I have put this message in the spiritual notebook. And it is because of a great event that has happened. Here's what this event is. You see, we think of the light and the dark, and we group all of the dark in one category. But it's not exactly true. There are dark forces who do not live on this planet. They live on another planet. But they are so powerful, their influence is so great, that they can send these thoughts of destruction to individuals here who are not aligned with the light sufficiently to keep on their path. And so the forces here who are following negative thinking, negative deeds, are being influenced by these dark forces who are off the planetary system. The reason they are so powerful is because in very ancient times, this goes back beyond our history of even counting, they were related to the cherubim angels, and they have powers that are exceedingly beyond our understanding. They remembered. They never had their memory cut. They never incarnated. And so they can trace history and understand how creation came about. And they had been influencing people on this planet since Mardak and before Mardak in other parts of the cosmos. But they came to this area at the time of the destruction of Mardak. And this is what has happened here. You see, these individuals are diametrically opposed against God's law to the point that they have been trying to usurp creation themselves. We're going to get into this next week. We're going to describe and discuss what happened at Mardak, how energetically it has been healed, and that's for another day. So if this is a topic that interests you, tune in next week. These off-planet, very powerful negative entities have been placed into another dimension. In other words, it is now forbidden for them to interfere with Earth's history. They cannot send their destructive thoughts and directions to negative forces here on this planet. They are contained. Now, how this happened is, whether you call him Yeshua, Jesus, Amanda, but this soul, through the intercession of Jesus, this group was contained, and he went to the Council of Twelve in conjunction with the Galactic Federation, and there were many souls that were behind containing these forces in another dimension. So they're not going to be sending their diabolical urgings to our planet anymore. Now he goes on to explain that it's going to take time for this negativity that is here on this earth to be purged. But some of the darkest deeds will be disappearing from view as the light that is gathering in the grid system will start influencing those who carried out the directives of these forces. And I have to tell you, I've had personal experience with this recently, and this is the most incredible news that we can hold in understanding on this planet, because as those urgings from this group of these diabolical off-planet resources have been contained and stopped sending their information here, and as the light grows and as this negativity starts to be purged and as the energy of the Great Morning comes, this lays the foundation so we can understand what is happening to the Earth now. It is the most magnificent and significant time that we can imagine. And I tell you these things, my dear friends, because as we see these things, gas prices going up, tremendous trauma in earthquakes and floods, know that this is just purging. I know it is very difficult if you've lost a job or you've lost a house, but there is a greater plan here, And these things have to happen to heal the Earth, because we have gotten off on excesses, on tangents, for many reasons. Now, I'm going to, I have a little bit more information here, but I'm going to invite, if anybody wanted to call in, had a question about any of this, or wanted to give comments, I'm opening up the lines now for your calls, and that is 877-876-5227. So call with your questions, with your comments, or if you have intuitively picked up on the fact that there has been a very dramatic change energetically, or some of your feelings about Margat might have changed. And we'll talk about next week why this experience of Margat had such an impression, such a memory upon people. And energetically, this has been healed. So there has been a tremendous amount of marvelous work that has been done recently. Now, what the soul that was known as Pope John Paul II says that. He did mention that there'll become a point where the light will grow and the dark will decrease, and it will start surfacing next year. We're really going to notice, so we're going to be going through this period of purging and clearing, and you might say that by the time next year comes, we're going to be seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, for lack of a better word to express this. We're going to see some of the results of these dramatic changes that have occurred. And he is going to come back next year when this dark decreases and the light surfaces, and he will come back and give us more direction towards the processes of ascension. He's going to explain how the plans are forming to lead those messengers of the Elohim back to their planets, and the messengers of Archangel Michael who wish to help him form the Golden Galaxy will be able to assist him and lead for that new mission. You know, this is extraordinary, because the plans are being put into place. We had discussed on our conference call how the messengers of the Elohim came, how they came to bring the information and the abilities from the other planetary systems that they came from. Oh, my friends, this was such a long time ago. Such a long time ago. We are looking at the beginning of this planetary system. Historically, we're told that scientists believe that the creation of this solar system was anywhere between 250 million to 300 million years ago. The messengers of the Elohim came then. The representatives of the cherubim came then. And now is the end of, this is part of what we're talking about, the ending of this cycle. And it is going to be next year that he will come back. You know, we're not far away from 2009. And so these messengers from the Elohim, if they wish to go back to their planet, they can. And the messengers of Archangel Michael, if they wish to work with him on the Golden Galaxy, they can lead them and do that. So, my friends, this is exciting news. And so he ends up by telling us the rest of the year, expect more earth changes and reorganization of the political scene. expect more unrest in the economy. Know that even though these things are happening, there is great planning behind the scenes for the opportunities for large groups of souls to be following their soul's spiritual plans. And he says, this is a remarkable time in your planet's history. Those in the higher realms know of the suffering of those on Earth. And he says, as we become aware of the sufferings of our brothers and sisters, we become more compassionate ourselves. And one must become aware before we are able to grow spiritually. And he says, this is what this time is all about. And that is the growth of the soul, so that we can understand our relationships to our Maker. This is the time for great spiritual growth, as the eye of Isis is upon you. Now that was his message. It's in its entirety in the spiritual notebook. Call us if you wish to discuss this. I know you've got questions, because the people who were on the conference call had plenty of questions about the things that he discussed. Our number here is 877-876-5227. Well, maybe it's just that you like listening to my voice. Or maybe you don't have a question, but I will go on with some of the answers that those on the telephone line asked, at least some of the questions that I can remember. I remember particularly when he spoke about the banking system. We had some questions about the banking system. And he talked about, you know, you may or may not recall, we had a couple of banks in the investment community that were either close to bankruptcy or sold their holdings to others. And that was a period of time that could have been disastrous to the banking system. And I saw this image of Mr. Bernanke in the Federal Reserve. What he showed me was angels whispering in his ear, giving him inspiration to reduce interest rates and to free up money to the banking system. And so that was a difficult time in our economic history, so to speak. And at that moment in time, we were being guided. And one of the things that he said to this question, that he does not see the banking system going down. But there is always the possibility that there might be a banking holiday. And for those of you who might not think about it, a banking holiday is simply the banks closing their doors for a few days so that they can restructure the system. And so what he said was it would be a good idea, if you can, to keep enough funds at home for 2 or 3 days. In case this happens, to have cash in your hand. Because just imagine, if there's a banking holiday and you can't get to your checking account, or if you have a safe deposit box, you can't get to your safe deposit box, who knows? Credit cards might not be available for a couple days. So he is saying they do not see anything happening in the banking system that would be serious, except if there is a reorganization. It would be very helpful if you had a couple days cash, a couple days food supply. You know, there's a lot of people buying Spam right now because it's relatively inexpensive. You can mix it with pasta or some other things and make meals out of it. So he's not suggesting to stock up on a lot of food, but 3 days perhaps. Things, like we said, in tins, things like you want to try something a little different. Golly, I can remember as a kid, Spam was a big thing, and then it went through a very bad time when people didn't respect it. Now I hear they're buying it again. So, you know, just a thought, maybe a jar of peanut butter, just a few things to last of a very short duration. So, friends, 877-876-5227. One of the other questions that had come up in the conference, somebody had asked about the Divine Feminine, about the relationship between Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, and why haven't these truths surfaced yet? And the answer was very interesting in the sense that something that is different from the accepted norm, so to speak. It takes a little bit of coaxing for people to start to believe, and that if everything came forward at once, that it would be so overwhelming to people that it would be hard for them to accept facts. So, you know, many believe, and I do think it's accurate, that Yeshua or Jesus and Mary Magdalene were indeed spouses with one another. And some of this information has come out through the Da Vinci Code, even though they say that that particular film was fiction, the seed was planted. And there have been a lot of seeds planted along the way so that when things come forth, it's not a big surprise. It's not a big shock. People are kind of getting used to the idea. And there is someone right now who has found some cups that were found in some caves. There's a lot of caves in that that Chateau area in the southern France, and somebody had gotten some information about some artifacts that was buried in one of the caves, and they found the artifacts. They found some cups that they have identified as coming from Jerusalem. They have found some other artifacts. They have found a box that looks like there might be a skeleton in it, and it has symbols of the Templars on it. They had access to these cups, but they have not accessed the full cave yet, and they have sent in sensors. You're probably familiar with this technology because they've used this in the pyramid, where there's cameras on the end of sensors, and they have shown the pictures of these artifacts in this cave. They haven't dug them up yet, but the sensors have sent back pictures. And this is all being revealed now. And this is very exciting news because the articles, they feel, were carried to the southern France, just how they got there. They were sized and shaped of items that were made in Jerusalem at the time of Christ, and here they are found in the southern France. And that's going to be some other interesting information, I think, that is going to be coming forth about the divine feminine. More and more is being revealed. I'm trying to think of some of the other questions, and right now I just can't seem to recall them, though we had many. Again, this whole piece is located in the spiritual notebook, and it is under Earth Changes and the Economy. And if you're interested in the information that Pope John Paul has revealed to us, it is found at my website at carolynevers.com, and so that is Viva Papa. There is also a second book. And when people order Viva Papa, I send along my scientific information that I have researched. This is another free book that I send to people, because he says a lot of things in there about Atlantis, things that you just really, they're not, they're more metaphysical. What is in these books really is metaphysical information. It is not dogma of any type, but really metaphysical information. And so what I did was, as he brought forth this metaphysical information, I worked with getting scientific information to support what he said, as I think it was very important. Again, friends, the number here, it's toll-free. It is 877-876-5227. We have, maybe 7 minutes. We have some time for a question if you care to call in for the question. If not, I'll pursue another topic. But I would like to hear your comments, your questions about some of the information that we have given, because I do believe there's a lot of startling information, information that we've been waiting for. Rather than get into Margak, because we don't have much time here, I'm going to talk a little bit about the messengers of the Elohim, simply because Pope John Paul talks about next year that the messengers of the Elohim will be able to go back home if they choose to. And we found a lot of this information from reading the Akashic Records and also from the masters that came to the conference calls and talked with us. When the planetary system was in plans, the individuals who had worked upon this, of course, were the Elohim. There was also that soul that we know of as Jesus, Yeshua. The soul that the cherubim call the favored son. So there was a cooperation among such members as the Elohim, Yeshua, the Council of Twelve, that represented the galactic community. And so this plan was being developed for this planet, and there were many souls who had great abilities that were called here to help integrate the plans. And so when the galactic forces were resources were requested for help, they sent their very finest, their very best. those who were most gifted. They sent them here to Earth as their assistants to help bring forth the plan here. And I have said to people when they have called in on the lines to find out if they're a cherubim or a messenger of the Elohim or a light worker working with Archangel Michael, we give that information to them. And one of the things is, if you've ever searched the skies, you might search the skies at night and you see the stars, you might even notice the planets, and you have this longing. There is a longing. And sometimes in this longing, you might feel not quite at home here. Like perhaps people here might not have things in common with you. And you look to the sky, and there is something there in the emotions, something there that is in the heart that calls to you, that draws you. You might be a messenger of the Elohim. You might be searching for whom? For those companions that you understand. Those ones whose vibrational waves are so much like yours. And it is the same with the cherubim. They feel drawn and attracted to other cherubim because they recognize something about their energy signature, their vibrational wave. Next year, my friends, next year, we're going to hear what the plans are for this, or from the spiritual hierarchy, as how those who wish to go back will have the resources, that if they wish to go back, this is open to them. So if you have this longing, you just might receive the answer next year. And so I say to you, my friends, tune in. Tune in for the new information that seems to come forth every week, every month. Let me also remind you that if you want a personal reading to find out where your soul originated, what your mission is this time around, you can go to my website, www.carolynevers.com, order a reading. The information that comes from your records is so remarkable. And sometimes we just don't understand until we are reminded of who we are. And it's only because we haven't remembered. So for your journey into your memory, you can start there. And so, my friends, next Saturday, tune in. Charlene will be here. We will work with healing the etheric. I look forward to you then. Tune in next month for more startling information on Mardak. This is Carolyn Evers, signing off. Glad we touched one another. Blessings to you all.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.